Today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We got to the last line of Mem Zayin and Beis. I know we're in the middle of the sugya here a little bit, just very quickly. So the Gemara had been talking about Shtei Kitei Edim Achish Zodo, that two Edim, two groups were Machish each other. So one's lying, one's telling the truth. So we said, according to the first opinion of Rav Huna, that each one independently can be viewed as a good Edis because they're only possible when they're together. Otherwise, we could assume they're both Kasher. Rav Chista said, why deal with them at all? They should be thrown out. So the Gemara asks a question again. Last line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Masav Rav Huna. Rav Huna asks the following question: Bar Yehuda, Echad Omer Gavoa Shtei Mardos, talking about Kiddush Levan. A person sees the new, not Kiddush Levan, Kiddush Achodesh rather. When they see the new moon, the one person was describing how the moon was this high. Shtei Mardos is a certain shear up in Shemayim. The Echad Omer Shalosh. Other says it was three up. So the Gemara says Edus Kayames, it's a good Edus because even though they're off by one, there's always a certain margin of error we allow the Edim. But if Echad Omer Shalosh veEchad Omer Chamisha, where there are three and five, it's a little bit different. It's too far. That's too much of an error. So then we say Edusun Betela. We don't trust their Edus. We throw them out. But Mitzdarfin LeEdus Acheres, they can join to a different Edus. How don't we say they're possible? And shouldn't we say Rav Chista holds, since one of these people are lying, so we should not trust any of them, even when they are joining into another Edus? My Lav LeEdus Mamum, is not that even though they're possible when they're together, one of them is lying, we do allow for them each separately to testify on Edus Mamun, like Rav Huna against Rav Chista. So the answer is Amar Rava, Hu ve'acher mitzdarfin le'edus acheres shel Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh rather, davi le'trei v'chad ve'in dvarav shel echad b'makum shnayim. So what's the case? If you look at Rashi, two narrow lines down, Amar Rava, hachi kamar. Echad me'elu, one of these groups, mitzdarif, one of the Edim rather, mitzdarif im Eid Acher, im Yomer Kamoso be'eduze. One of the Edim can join forces with another Eid, if he says like him, v'hainu, Eidus Acheres, shenasis kadzu, ha-mitzdarefes Eidus Acheres la'atzma b'chodeze. D'glai milsa d'kushta asid shareze misaya v'havelei trei v'chad. Meaning what? Reuven says one, Shimon says something else. Reuven says three, Shimon says five. One of them is lying. But if Levi comes along and says five, that now tells me Shimon's correct when he said five. We don't say Shimon's puzzle now forever. Even Rav Chista will agree that the fact that another Eidach and a third guy comes and supports Shimon, Shimon must be telling the truth, and Reuven is the one who is disqualified. So this is not a classic case of what we were talking about before. It's an Eidach and Eidach, and a third one comes to be Messiah to the other one, making him correct. Okay. This next daf is going to be a bit challenging, a bit involved, so let's take it slow. Gemara says, Amar lechenvani tainli bidinar peros. So this was the case in the Mishnah where the chenvani and the Baal Bais were making a deal. So first the Baal Bais says, I gave you the fruit, please give me the money. And the Baal Bais says, oh, I gave you the money already. So the lacha was that the Baal Bais needs to take a shvua in order to exempt himself. If it was the other way around, actually let's ignore that for now. Rabbi Yehuda said that in this case he argued and said that you don't have to take a shvua in this case. It's very unlikely that the chenvani would ever give the fruit without having to take the money first. So it's very likely the Baal Bais did give the money already, and the Baal Bais would not have to take a shvua in this case against the Tanakama. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is this true? Amasai, what says Rashi? Amasai, that Bizman Sheperos, Gemara says, we'll read Rashi in a second. Tzavur and Munachim, when they're both, Tzavur and Munachim, when they're both, when they're piled up. Vishneim Oren Alem, so it's in the corner there, there's a pile of fruit. So in this case, they're both arguing about each other whether or not he took the fruit or not. So Rashi explains here, Amasai, Bizman Sheperos, Vechulei. Even though Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says we don't think the Baal Bais owes any money, because unlikely Chenvani would give the peros without taking money. But when would Rabbi Yehuda agree you would have to take a shvua, the Baal Bais would have to? Bizman sheperos tzibur and v'chulei, says Rashi. When there's still a pile there in the corner, so that's a shaila whether or not he took or not. Each one says they're mine. So in this case, since each one, no one's holding on to it anymore, there's no chazaka, no one's really physically holding on to it, so then the Baal Bais has to say to take a shvua that he paid already. Aval if shilin bekupas la'achorav, if the Baal Bais is already holding it, he's holding it a little back behind his back here. So then we assume that he already did pay. He doesn't have to take a shvua. And Rabbi Huda says in that case, amotzi mechaver lav haraya, the Chanvani would have to bring the proof that the Baal Bayis didn't pay for it yet. So there's an example where Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he would have to take a shvuah. Meaning normally, when the fruit are transferred over, so then that's the machlokas. When the fruit's transferred over, Tanakhama says the Baal Bayis has to take a shvuah that he paid. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to take a shvuah that he paid. But if they're not passed over, that's a pile right here in the corner where the Baal Bayis isn't holding on to them, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you would have to take, the Baal Bayis would have to take a shvuah that he paid the money already. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar l'shulchani tein l'vichulei. We had two different types of examples in the Mishnah of Chenvani Baal Bayis, and then we had Shulchani Baal Bayis. Chenvani is a store owner. He's selling produce. He's selling merchandise. And the Shulchani is a money changer. But two identical cases, just different people. One's Shulchani, one is Chenvani. So why do you have to have both these cases in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, v'tzrich, you need both scenarios. Because Iyash Me'ina, and if we had only the first case, Hakamaisa, in that case, Rabbanan would say, Mishum depiri avida de mirkave, since fruit are likely to go sour, go rotten pretty quickly, so the Chenvani wants to get rid of the fruit quickly. It's very possible that the Chenvani had given the fruit over first, take the fruit, before he ever accepted the money from the Baal Bayis. So that's why the Rabbanan would require the Baal Bayis to take a shvua that he paid already. Aval most de lo merkave ema modilei Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to money, of course, coins don't go bad. So in this case, it's very unlikely that the money changer would give the money to the Baal Bayis without accepting the money back. So in that case, maybe the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the Baal Bayis would not have to take a shvu in the case of the Shulchani. Kamashvlan, even in that case, there are times where the Shulchani does pay the money first before accepting the money in return. You have to take a shvu in that case. If we only had the case of the Shechani, maybe only in that case does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's unlikely that the Shechani paid the money first, and therefore, like most likely, they exchange money, and the Baal Bayis doesn't have to take a shvuah. But in the first case of the fruit, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Rabbanan that the Chenvani wants to get rid of the fruit really quickly before it goes bad, even before he accepts the money yet. And there's good reason to say that Baal Bayis didn't pay the money, so maybe there even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that Baal Bayis needs to take a shua by the case of the Chenvani. Tzricha, that case as well, Rabbi Yehuda thinks he's exempt, that the Chenvani would not likely give the fruit without receiving the money. Okay. Gemara now says, Kishem Shamu, Pogemes Kasuba Vachul, Vachene Soma Lo Yifru. So Gemara is now going to discuss what we saw yesterday, what the Yisomim Lo Yifru, that the Yisomim cannot pay or collect payment unless they take a Shavuah first. So the Gemara asks the same question we asked yesterday, Miman. Who exactly is it taking from who? Who's the Yisomim, the Malveh, the Lova? What's going on here? Elaim, if you're going to tell me Malveh, so if you're talking about, in fact, rather Milova, you're telling me that they're collecting from the Lova. So the Yisomim are collecting from the Lova. So then, Avuin Shakil below Shavua, Vinu b'Shavua. So what would happen, we said yesterday, the father, if there again, the Yisomim are coming to collect from a Lova. So if the Yisomim's father, the Malva, was still alive, that Malva could have taken from the Lova without having to take any Shavua. So now you can't make the children, the Yisomim, have to take a Shavua in order to collect from the Lova, the one who owes them money. That wouldn't make any sense, like we saw yesterday. So again, Ilema Milova, Avuin Shakil below Shua. The father would have taken, the father Malva would have taken without a Shua. Inu, Meshua, they would have to take with a Shua, the Yisomim of the Malva.
This is a star. There's a star here.
We said the case is because, what was the reason yesterday we said?
There's a star.
So since you have the star, you don't need the Shua. So then the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. V'chein Yisomim min Yisomim, like we saw yesterday, Lo Yifru Ela Bishua. That when the Yisomim of the Malva are collecting from the Yisomim of the Lova, that they're only able to take with a Shavua. And on that, Rav Shmuel came along to qualify. Rav Shmuel, Damri Tavayo, both of them said, Lo Shanu Ela Shemes Malva Bechaye Lova. Where the Malva died first, so the Yisomim would have to take a Shavua from the Lova. Then the Lova dies, so now they still have to take a Shavua from the Lova's children. Aval, but if Mes Lova B'chayi Malva. Let's say the Lova dies first. So now, the Malva, in order for the Malva, who's the initial Malva, would have to collect from the Yisomim, the Lova, the din is Lo Yifru Ela B'Shvuah. That Malva, who's alive, has to take a Shvuah before collecting. Now what happens is, if that Malva now dies, so now the Yisomim of the Malva have to take a Shvuah from the Yisomim of the Lova. But we can't really do that because Kfar Nischai Malveh Livnei Loveshua. The father, the Malveh, who was still alive at the time, needs to take a Shvua to collect from the Bnei Lova, the Yisomim. But now that the Malveh dies, Ein Adam Mor Shvua Libanav, you're not allowed to pass on. Yerusha only takes place for Mamon. But if there's Mamon, if a person has a claim, that claim could only come about through a Shvua, that does not be Mor, that's not going to be passed on to the children, to which Rav and Shmuel both hold, then there's no payment, there's no way to pass it over. This would be a case of, since Kevin Sheini Yachol Lishava, since you can't take a Shvua in this case, so then you're not Chayiv L'Shami, there's nothing you can really do. Things just stay status quo, and Kadosh Baruch will make things happen, however things need to move. So the Gemara now says, on this same topic, Shalchu kama de Rebbe Elezer. They ask the Shiloh, what happens? Yisomim from Yisomim to Rebbe Elezer. What exactly is going on? Shvuazu mativa. What exactly is the nature of the Shvuah? When the Mishnah said Yisomim lo Yifru, there was some ambiguity we discussed itself. So what does it mean? They're asking Rebbe Elezer what his pshat is when the Mishnah says V'cheina Yisomim lo Yifru. So the response back sends Rebbe Elezer Shalachlu. Yorshin Nishba Nishvas Yorshin Vinolim. He actually argued in Rav and Shmuel. He says they actually can take a Shvua. They can be Yorish a Shvua from their father, and the Bnei Malva could take a Shvua from the Bnei Love in order to collect, which is against Rav and Shmuel. So then they sent Shalachu B'mei Rebbe Ami. This was a very confusing Mishnah. Each generation they sent it to a different Gadol. So now they sent the same Shiloh to the times of Rebbe Ami. So Amar, we had so many conversations and discussions and letters back and forth and correspondence. Don't worry about it. If we find some other reason to overturn the initial ruling of Rebbe Elezer, will we not send it out to you? Relax a little bit. The Masorah is that Rebbe Elezer says that the Yisomim can take a shiur from the Yisomim, and that's the halacha. So nothing to change. Don't ask every couple years what the halacha is. Ella. I'm Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami says, but once you sent me a letter on this topic, hold also the Adon, since we're on the topic, name of Bamil. So I'm going to tell you something on this topic. Omad Bedin, Umes, Kfar Nischai Malve, Livne Love, Shvua, Vein Adam Mower Shvua, Livanov. He makes a qualification. When is it true that the Malve cannot pass on a Shvua to the child? Only when the Malve actually takes a Lova to Bezdin, and Bezdin says, you have to take a Shvua now. Then, before ever taking the Shvuah, the Malva and Lova both died, you cannot be Moorish that Shvuah anymore. But let's say the Malva never took the Lo Amud Bedin, they never took him to Bezdin. So there's no Chiyav Shvuah in this case. Umay says the Gemara, Yorshin Nishban Shvuah, Yorshin Vinolon. In that case, the Yorshin would take a Shvuah. Because since the father never went to Bezdin, the father was never Chayav Shvuah. He was just owed money. So when the father died, he passed on that Chiyav to his children. That when his children go to collect, they would be able to take a shvua. So that's the qualification of Rebbe Ami. It depends whether the father Malva was Amr Bedin or Lo Amr Bedin.
The father and the children of the Lova. Because we said the father wasn't Chayv Shvua.
Right, so I guess the father of the Bnei Lova. Right. Father Malva and the Bnei Lova. So then the Gemara says Maskula, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asks, Atu Bedina k'machayv leshvua? Is it the Bezin that's Machayv Shvua? It's the moment their Lova dies, so now the Bnei Lova are the new people who own the money, and there's a Chiyuv b'shas mis of the Lova that the Malva's Chayiv, nothing to do with Bezdin at all. Now what's going on behind this has probably what to do with what we discussed in the past. There's certain types of requirements that are created from a Maisa, and certain requirements that are created from Bezdin. So like Knas is the great example of penalty. That's this time of season, it's fine. We got a little nose blowing in there. So the kanas, the penalty we said, is chayv from Bezdin. A person owes, he steals money. He's a ganav, he owes kefa. He's only chayv kefa, not mishas geneva, only if he's taken to Bezdin. Bezdin creates that kanas. Every kanas is like that, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. So here as well, I guess the havamina was that a shvuah as well would only come back once. A shvuah is only relevant in Bezdin. You can only make a shvuah in Bezdin for most cases. So too, you might think only when Bezdin says take a shvuah should it be relevant. But we learn from here that's not true. A shvuah is actually created from the shas misa of the lova. So that was incorrect. So the Gemara ends up saying now, where the first wide line down, Ella Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says as follows. If you hold of Rav and of Shmuel's opinion that the Bnei Lova and Bnei Malva, there's no shua that can take anymore, in which case there's no payment, Isa, you hold of it, you hold it across the board, whether Amar Badin, and even if not Lo Amar Badin, you hold the Rav Shmuel the whole way through. Unless if you don't hold the Rav Shmuel about this Indian of the Shmuel being passed on, meaning you hold like Rabbi Elazar, that you can be Morish, a Shmuel, Lesa, it also doesn't make a difference whether Amar Badin or not Amar Badin. Meaning we're completely taking out that qualification, and either you hold the Rav and Shmuel, that you can't be Morish Shmuels, or you hold like Rabbi Elazar, that you can be Morish Shmuels. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this is Rav Nachman speaking. Alma, we see that Rav Nachman is Mesafkele. He's unclear whether you passing like Rav or Shmuel, or you passing like Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara says, is that really true? Vahama Rav Yosef Bar Min Yomi, Avad Rav Nachman himself, Uvda, Yachloku. He himself passing once, there was such a case where there are Shnei Chashud, and Rashi says two people were Chashud on each, on taking a Shvuah. The case of a Kevin Shenu Yachol Lishaba, neither one could take a Shvuah. So we saw Machlokas in the Mishnah. Do we say Chazra Shvuah Limkomo? There's a go back, which Rav and Shmuel says, it goes back to Har Sinai, and there's nothing we can do about it anymore. No Shvuahs, no payment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take matters into his hand. Or do Pasuk like Rabbi Meir / Rabbi Yossi, that we say, Yachloku, we should divide everything up in half. So before Rav Nachman was unsure whether we Pasuk like Rav Shmuel or not, Rav Shmuel or not, here, clearly, Lamaisa, he paskined against Chaza Shvul Mekomo, he paskined the Yachloku. So the Gemara says, Lidvarv de Rabbi Meir Kamarle, below Svirle. When he's talking about the position of Rav Shmuel, unclear exactly who's Rabbi Meir, who's Rabbi Yossi, who holds this way. Let's look at Rashi for clarification here. Rashi, where is that? Yeah, Rashi says it's not bold. Aliba de Rabbi Meir, Okmino Lael, Damer Chaza Shvul Limkomo, Rav Nachman Ovid Rabbi Yossi. Earlier, when he was talking about Rav and Shmuel, that was within the world of Rabbi Meir, who felt Chazra Shulam Komo, he wasn't sure whether he passed like Rav Shmuel or Rabbi Elazar. But he personally passed like Rabbi Yossi, which was Yachloku, you split everything up. Gemara asks a question, Mesa, Rav Oshaya, Mesa, Yersheh, Masgirin Es Ksuvasa Ad Esim V'chamesh Shanim. So Rashi explains, we're talking about a situation where a woman's an almana. Almana is allowed to collect the ksuba if she hadn't been paid yet. The way it works with the ksuba, either when a person gets divorced, the husband has to pay the ksuba, or if she becomes a widow, she has the right to collect the ksuba as well. Now let's say she doesn't collect the ksuba, so she has 25 years before it expires. If 25 years comes and she doesn't collect it, she's mochel b'davar. So what do we see from all this, though? So if she dies now, let's say she dies before collecting it, her Yerusha, her children now also have that same 25 years to collect it. So the halacha is that we see from here, either Yorshin are able to collect the ksuba, and Rashi proves from here, it's talking about the Yorshin have to take a shvua. So even though the lovel, if you look at Rashi, ad esim v'chameshanim, we'll read through it quickly, mishemes baila, her husband dies first, Vim Avra Chaf Heshana, 25 years past, Velo Hiv Tavau, she doesn't ask for the Ksuba, Hiv Sidua, she loses the rights for the Ksuba, Dachi Tanan Ba Ksubis Beha Nose, Kozman Shehiba Beis Avia, when she's in her father's home, Shalom Lana Bezonos Min HaYisomim, she doesn't collect Mezonos from the Yisomim, Gova Ksubasa Ad Asim Vichav Heshanim, Vim Lo Tava Machlasa, she was Mocha. Katani Mias, we see from this Mishnah though, the Yorshin Govan Ksuba. So if she dies, the Yorshin could collect the Ksuba. The Alkarchaich Bishvuas Yorshin Yigvum in the Yisomim has to be, how do you collect from Yisomim? You're only allowed to collect from the Yisomim if you take a Shua. So it must be that her Yorsheha could collect from the Yisomim of the husband who's deceased through a Shua. So that meaning the Almana passed the Shua to her children. Alma, so Afogav. Afogav dimis, let's keep a line here. No, Afogav dimis leova b'chai malva, even though the lova died in the lifetime of the malva, right? The malva is the woman. She's owed the money. She was the bank, if you will. She's owed the money. The lova who owes her money, her husband died first. So the mes lova b'chai malva. Shu mes b'chaya. He, the lova who owes money, died in her lifetime. B'nischaev shvuol diyoshin. So now the almana, if she ever wants to collect, she has to collect with the shvuol. Alma Horisha Shuol Yorsha. So she passed on that Shuol to her children. The Yorsha could also collect with a Shuol. So we see like Rabbi Elazar against Rav Shmuel. Gemara answers, Hacha b'mayaskinan, Shenishba Umesa, she took the shua first, and then she died before collecting. That's when the children, the Yorsher, are able to collect. But had she not taken the shua, Einachnami, she couldn't pass it on. Tashma, last five lines. Nasa, Rishona, man marries a woman, Umesa, first wife dies. Nasa, Shni, he marries a second woman, Umesa, this time the husband dies, so there's now the widow of the second marriage, so Mesu, he dies. Shnia, V'yarsheha, Kodmin, L'yarshe, Rishona. The second wife and her Yorshim are going to come before the Rishona. So what's going on here? So it must be a situation where, again, the husband died, so now she's collecting, the second wife is collecting from the Yorsheh, the Yisomim of the husband. There's a Shvua. And it says if she dies, the Yorsheh of the second wife can collect also from the Yisomim of the husband. So how is it? Must be through a Shvua. So we see Yisomim collect from Yisomim with a Shvua. You could be Moresh the Shvua. And the Gemara answers again, Hachanami Shenishba, it's first where the second wife took a Shvua from the Bnei Aviv, her husband's children, and then she died, so then the second wife's children can go ahead and collect it without having to take a Shvua. Toshma, another proof. Aval Yorshava, Mashbin Osa, Ves Yorsheh, Vesaban Birshusa. So what's the case here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi 5 now lines up. Toshma aval yorsheh. Wow, it's very late. Mashbin osa ves yorsheh. Reishit the masitim ha-kozeh b'ksubas katsav lo nedev eshua ein li alecha aval yorshecha hu ein yachol le'ashbiyah lo osav lo yorsheh. Aval yorsheh imeis. It's a situation where he made an agreement where you can't make me take a shvua, my children make a shvua. But his yorshim imeis too. If the husband dies, uba letovim, and they want to collect from him ksubasa, the ksuba that hadn't been paid out yet, mashbin osa ves yorsheh. You have to make the almana and the children take a shvua. So we see from here that she would have to take a shvua from her children, the husband's children, and her yosheha would also have to take a shvua from the husband's children. So we see you can pass on a shvua. And the Gemara says, Amarav Rav Shmaya litzadin katani. It was written you have to split everything up here. Meaning what? Osa ba'almana v'yosheha begrusha. Osa ba'almana, meaning that as the almana, she would have to take a shivua, but not her children. You can't pass on her children. But we talk about the Yorsha taking a shivua, that's the Yorsha of the Grusha, where the Grusha never died. So in that case, there would be a shivua you could pass on. Just look at Rashi to make it clear here. The last four lines. Osa ba'amana. Dikatani Yorshav mashbin osa mitok ma'afilu ba'amana. That when the Yorshim, the children, that's when you're talking about the almana. Aval ves Yorsha, her children, dikatani, cannot be going on the almana because you can't be Moresh the Yorshim. Moki la Rav Shmuel begrusha. That has to be talking about the grusha. Im girsha zeh nischayv la ksuba b'lo shvua. If he divorces her, he needs to give her the ksuba without a shvua. Sherei p'tura hi min ha-neder min ha-shvua. She doesn't have to take any shvuas anymore. U'meisa b'chayv. But then the grusha dies. V'achar kach meisu. Then the husband, ex-husband dies. Havlei meis malva b'chayv lova. Ishkshemesha. Kishemesa, he yesha mamon gamor la below shua. The mother, the ex, the grusha, never was chayv a shua. So her children are able to collect because she wasn't being moresh a shua, she was being moresh real mamon to them. Okay, we're still good. Let's go by this. Sorry, it's going quickly. There's a lot going on here. Mesa Rav Nasan Baroshaya, Yafa Kocha ben Mikocha Av. The son has a greater koch than that of the father. How so? The Gemara says in the top of Bowman Bays, that Kosha ben Gove. Bein b'shua, bein shilo b'shua. The son's able to collect whether with or whether without a shua. V'av eino gove ela b'shua. And the father can only collect with a shua. Hechi, I mean, what exactly is the scenario here? Demes lova b'chaye malva. It has to be a situation where the lova died before the malva. So now when you're trying to collect, the malva was trying to collect from the b'nei lova, the yisomim. The katani, we see from here, shaben gove bein b'shua, bein shilo b'shua. So we see here that the son of the Malva, now the son dies, of the Malva, rather the Malva dies, so now the B'nai Malva can take from the B'nai Lova, whether with the Shvua or whether without the Shvua. So what are the Shvuas that are being taken here? B'Shvua, Shvuas Yorshin, Shlo B'Shvua, K'Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. Look at Rashi here, top line here. Shaben Gove B'Shtar B'nai Yisomim. The Ben, the Malva, could collect from the B'nai Lova. B'Shvuas Yorshin, Kishein lo edim. When there are no edim, he takes a shvua. Shemar ha'av b'shas misasa o shtarze ein apurua. He takes a shvua that my father didn't tell me it was paid. Shelo b'shua, when does he take a shua? Rather, when does he collect without a shvua? Kishayesh edim, when there are edim, she'omer ha'ab b'shas misaso, k'rab and Shimon Gamliel, that the father swore that he, rather the father said that he didn't pay, this wasn't paid yet, the shtar. But either way, we see from here, this is another example where the shvua can be passed from the malva to the b'nei malva, so we see like against Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Hamani, who offered this price, so this must be Beis Shammai, Dami Shtar Ha'omed Legavos Kegavoy Dami. Beis Shammai holds, any time there's an outstanding document, outstanding loan, it's Keilu already was collected, so the Shvua wasn't really what made it the ability to collect. Even though the Yisomim owe money, you have to take a Shvua to Yisomim, really Mikar Din, we view the Gavoy, the document, as already had been collected, and when the father, the Malva, dies, he's being Morish real Mamon to the children, and he's not being Morish Mamon that requires a Shua. So that's a Das Yachid. I'm not sure why, particularly at this price, it was said like Beis Shammai, but that's one Das, one opinion who thinks you can be Morish Shuas, because again, you're not really being Morish Shuas, you're really being Morish real Mamon, even though it hadn't been collected yet. Okay. Marna says, Ikle Rav Nachman Lesura. One time Rav Nachman was visiting Sura. Ol Lagave, as he visited Sura, people came to visit him. Rav Chista, Rabba Bar Rav Huna came to visit Rav Nachman. Amrule, they said to Rav Nachman, Lesi Mar, come join us together. Naakri Lahad Rav Shmuel. Let's uproot Rav and Shmuel. We don't think he's correct. Let's be Mevatel the Das Rav Shmuel. Remember, Rav and Shmuel felt that in the situation where you don't know the Yisomim from the Yisomim, you can't take a Shua, you don't get involved in all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to intervene. So Amrulhu Rav Nachman says, Ichpal of Asa Kolhani Parsi, I traveled this far, all these Parsos. Lema'akir lahad Rav and Shmuel, just to uproot Rav and Shmuel? We can't uproot Rav and Shmuel. Ella, havu d'lolosiv aleh. What you should really say is don't add on to Rav and Shmuel. I mean, what Rav and Shmuel said, their very statement, we have to accept. But I would agree to you, don't have any further applications of Rav and Shmuel. What would be a further application of Rav and Shmuel? Could go in my, like what? Damra papa, hapogim es shar, a person who admits that part of the shtar had been paid. But he said not all of it has been paid. So he already shows a certain weakness in the shtar, umes, and then he dies, the yorshin nishban shvos yorshin venolim. In this case, we should hold again Rav and Shmuel and allow the children to inherit the shvua to collect the remaining part of the shtar. So even though it sounds like the same thing as Rav and Shmuel, and it might be the same thing, since Rav and Shmuel never actually said the halacha by pogim es sharo, we would allow the shvua to be moorish to the children. Hahud the shachiv, a person died b'shavich arba, and he left behind a cosigner. So Rashi explains the case here. Hahud shachiv, halfway down the narrow lines here. Hahud the shachiv b'shavich arba. Ruvain helvel to Shimon aydei arev u'bishtar. Ruvain lent money. Ruvain the zamalva. He lent money to Shimon, and then there was a cosigner Levi who, in case Shimon wouldn't pay, Levi would pay Ruvain. Umeishlova, Shimon dies, b'chai malva, while Ruvain was still alive. V'nischai malva shvua. So now the malva, in order to collect from the b'nei Shimon, he would have to take a shvua, because it's Yisomim. V'charkach meis malva, but now the malva dies, now Ruvain dies. Ubo Yisomim liparam min ha'arif. So now the Yisomim of Ruvain want to collect from the arif. So what would the halacha be? So the Gemara says that Savara Papa wanted to say, Hanami de lo losif Allah. So this is another example. Don't have another application of Rav and Shmuel, meaning even though Rav and Shmuel would not allow you to pass the Shvua on from Ruvain the Malva to his children, let's not hold of Rav and Shmuel in this case, and possibly like Rebbe Elazar in this case, that the Ruvain the Malva can be Morish to the B'nai Malva to take the Shvua. The comes along, Amar Le Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Le Rav Papa, Atu Arva, La Basa Yasmi Azil, are the Arev, the cosign, is he not following the Lova? And it's as if the Yisomim collecting from the Yisomim, meaning what? And therefore, it becomes exactly the same case, I believe. That it's not another application. The fact that there's a cosigner in Arev here, Arev is simply taking place of the Yisomim, they're one and the same, meaning this would be an exact replica of Rav and Shmuel's case, and not considered an additional case, whereby you wouldn't be able to pass on the Shvua to the B'nai Malva. Gemara now has another case. Hahud d'shachi v'shavik acha. A person dies and leaves behind a brother. What's the case here? Rashi says, Hahu, it's around 9 airlines up or so. Hahu de meis lova b'chai malva. Lova, Shimon the lova dies while Ruvain the malva is still alive. V'charkach meis malva. Now Ruvain the malva dies below bottom. There are no children left behind. V'shavik achiv l'yorsha. But Ruvain the malva left behind a brother who's a yorish of his. V'achiv hotzi ashtar yasmalova. Now the brother of the malva wanted to collect money from the Yisomim. So the Gemara says, oh, this is another case. It's different than Rabban Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Sava Rami Bar Chamba Lememar Hanami Dilo Lo Sivala Dehu. This is another additional application. We should not apply Rabban Shmuel and let the Malva Morish the Shua to the brother. It's a different direction than Rabban Shmuel's initial case. And the Gemara says, Amale Rava Mali Shalom Pakdani Abba Mali Shalom Pakdani Achi. It's the same exact case. One's a brother, one's a son. What's the difference whether the son says my father didn't tell me anything, whether the brother told me my brother didn't tell me anything? It's all the same case. That's not considered an additional case, and that we would pass until like Rav and Shmuel, that there would not be any morish of the Shvuah. Okay, Gemara now says we are running out of time. Amar Rav Chama Hashadilo Itmar Hilchas Alok Rav Lo Shmuel Alok Rabbi Elazar. Since we don't say clearly who we paskin like, whether we are Morish Shmuel like Rabbi Elazar or we're not like Rav and Shmuel, Hi Daini Kedavid Kerav Shmuel Avid David Kerav Elazar Avid. Whoever paskins like Rav and Shmuel, that's fine. Whoever holds like Rabbi Elazar, that's fine as well. Either way, he's going to be fine. So Amar Papa, Hai Shtar Diyasme Lo Mikri Karina Lev Lo Agvu Magvinim Bay. A star of Yisomim, you can't rip up, nor can you collect from. Ag Magbin Lo Magvinim Bay, we can't collect from it. Dilma Svirlan Krav Shmuel, that holds you're not Morish Shmuel, so you can't collect from it. But at the same time, Mikri Lo Karina Lev, you can't tear it up either, because Dahai Dinah David Krav Elazar of it. Because a person who does judge like Krav Elazar would be considered a good din, so that does hold water as well. So therefore, you have to leave it in limbo. Who Dinah the Avid Rebbe Elazar, a certain judge passing like Rebbe Elazar, that he was Morish Yeshua to his children. How the Turba Mirabanan Bemasa, there's a certain Talmud Chacham in that city. Amrlai, he says, I seen a Igrasa Bimarav, I'm going to bring a letter from the Marav from Eretz Israel, to less Hilchas like Rebbe Elazar. We don't passing like him, meaning you can't be Morish Yeshua. Amrlai, he says, Lechi Taisi, when you bring it to the that letter, also the commentary of Rav Chama, I want you to present that letter that we passing against Rebbe Elazar to Rav Chama. He brought the letter. Amalei Rav Chama says, "Hi, Dana David Rebbe Elazar Ovid. I don't care. It's a very nice letter. We still have Bidyevit. If one did pass like Rebbe Elazar, it was considered a good din. Are you ready to go weiter, guys, or should we stop here? What do you think?
Let's just keep going and not stop.
Ever. Yeah. Okay. Eilu Nishbayin. I'm not sure much longer I could go for this. Let's see. Atu B'Shov. The Mishnah said a person is allowed to take a Shua Afila below Taina, even without a Taina. Gemara said, Atu B'Shov Tani Askinan. Who would ever take a Shua if there's never a Taina that was made? You have to make a Taina to make a Shua. So what that means is, Hachi Kamar. Eilu Nishban Shlo B'Tainas Bari Ela B'Tainas Shema. Meaning, normally you need a tainus bari in order to be mechayev shvua. When it comes to the examples listed in the Mishnah, like we said, shutvin and arisin and another b'nei bayis and an isha, all those can be te shvua even when there's a tainus shema. That's the chiddush. Shema el b'tainus shema hashutvin v'harisin. Tana ben bayis she'amru. The Mishnah said a ben bayis could also, based on a tainus shema, you could also make a shvua based on that taina. So what exactly is a ben bayis? Lo shenichnas v'yotze b'rag. Not a guy who comes in and out of the house, a nice guy, let a guest to my house. It's a ben bayis is el machnis lapal and motzi lapal. I'm a person who's like managing my house. Not a, I'm having a yosom stay in my house, let's say. That's not a ben bayis we're talking about. If I've got a guy managing my property, that's the ben bayis we could take a ta. Based on a Taina Shema, you could be Mechayev a Shvua. That again, he's Machnis Lepalim, Motzin Lepalim, Machnis Leperos, Motzin Leperos. He brings workers in, he brings fruit in. Umayishna Hani, Mishum Demori Bey, Hatara. Why Dafka, based on a Taina Shema, could you make this Ben Bayis make a Shvua? Since he justifies to himself, listen, I'm helping the guy make money, I'm bringing workers in, I'm bringing fruit in the house, I'm going shopping for the guy. I'm owed some money, so he might take a little fruit here, an apple here. So since he could justify, based on a tiny shema from the Baal HaBayis, he could be mechayev the Ben Bayis to take a Shavua. Amar of Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman, Vahu Sheyesh Taina Beinai Shtei Kesef. It has to be only if what the Baal HaBayis is claiming has to be a Taina worth Shtei Kesef. Kiman, it must be like Shmuel, who owes that the Taina needs to be worth Shtei Kesef. Didn't we learn a few weeks ago probably that we hold like Rav that the Taina doesn't have to be Shtei Kesef, the Kfir has to be Shtei Kesef? The Gemara says, you're right, we do pass like Rav, Ema, that the Kfiras Taina has to be Krav, that the denial has to be to Kesef, but the Taina has to be more than Shtei Kesef. Let's just stop here, I think, since it's late, and we'll finish this tomorrow, and then we'll finish the Masech, the Bli Neder tomorrow.